15, don't we, Bess?
Yes, we do.
Let's go ahead and stand. We welcome you to board meeting. We're all here. Let's stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We will go ahead and have the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes of the January 2014 board meeting and the financial reports for January 2014. Are there any discussion on that and any questions?
I move we approve it.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Personnel actions, names for approval?
We don't have any names for approval, so.
Okay, approval of the participation in the Upstart 13 Waterford study.
Do we need to approve Claren Durant's resignation?
I send it to you, but I forgot to put it on the action agenda.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I will mention to you that he did submit a resignation. His wife is quite ill.
Oh.
And he's struggling with her health. And I basically told him to write a letter to the board requesting pay leave without pay for a period of time, but he chose to write a letter of resignation. But I did not get it on the action agenda,
okay.
So just for your information, and we'll try it. We'll put it there for you to accept next time. The Upstart, and it's actually I-3.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I tried to type it 100 different ways too, but I couldn't get that to look anything like except like a 13. I tried to figure out how Jared got the 3 a little bit lower than the I, but I couldn't do that.
It's PC.
Yeah, okay. It's a Macintosh. Several years ago in the Utah legislature, 5 years ago in the Utah legislature, they approved a program called Upstart. Upstart is a preschool program online where kids can go, they go on the computer and they spend 15 minutes a day in reading, math, and science. And they do little activities. I don't even think I typed the name of the program they use in here, but anyway, they're activities for preschool the year before they start kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And the Waterford Institute is the one that was given the contract for that. We actually have about 60 preschoolers this year who are participating in Upstart. That we didn't know we had quite that many, but we found out as we met with Waterford the other day that there are about 60 preschoolers in our school district that participate. They have been awarded an $11 million grant to do a study over a five-year period of this Upstart program. They're calling it the Upstart I-3 Waterford study. And they're going around to rural school districts and recruiting school districts who would like to participate in their study. And basically, it would take those, we would get $25,000 a year for five years. And that money would be spent in hiring a liaison to work with Waterford and the school district. And also, it would pay for travel and other expenses that would go with working with them with this grant. And then, and also, it could be used, we hope, to help support our own language development and Title I preschool program.
Hmm.
We're hoping that we can use the same, some of the staff members there, and this could help with the cost of even that. But It would take, and it moves real fast right now because we have to identify a liaison, and then that person will be trained the last part of March, and then from March to the middle of May, they will go out and they will find those, do a child find, identify those kids who will be starting kindergarten, not this coming school year, but the following year, 2015. And then beginning this summer and all through next school year, they will work with them on this, with this online program, in math, you know, like I said, in math and reading and science. And then they would come back during the summer. They would also work with these kids, the same group of kids, the same cohort group, after their kindergarten year, the summer after kindergarten year, the summer after their first and second grade year. I only count 4 years, but they told me, they said it's a 5-year program, but we can only find 4 years.
Yeah.
But it's 5 years. Maybe they're counting this summer as a year. I don't know.
Probably.
And then from that study, they would determine, what they want to do is sign up 70% of the kids who would be in kindergarten in the year 2015-16. And then they would like then to look at the test scores of those kids compared to the 30% that did not participate or chose not to at some point 5 years down the road to see if this Upstart program had a significant impact on their education. And so as we looked at it and discussed it, we felt like that we have nothing to lose here to participate. And felt that we ought to recommend to the board that the board approve our participation in the Upstart research study, and give me the authorization to sign a memorandum of understanding with Waterford to participate, and then we would move forward with trying to identify a liaison to work with Waterford and with Emory School District. They would be our employee. But they would also work directly with Waterford and report to the school district. We still don't understand the scope of the work that they would do. We know that they would be in contact with these families, especially during this next year. But beyond that, it would be summers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not quite sure
how that pay would
work. Whether it would be just a seasonal summer pay or whether it would be so much throughout the year to keep contact with the families. But we do know that there would only be online programs available to kids during summers after their kindergarten year, and so.
But we have employees that could slip into that,
Well, we haven't talked about specific names, but we think that we do, yes.
Okay.
And we're hoping that we can also use this to help us with our own preschool that we have right now.
Yeah.
And all of those kids in our preschool would be probably participants in this program.
Yeah.
That's the reason we think that we can use some
of
the money to help offset the costs of our current preschool. And then we'd have to probably recruit even more that aren't in our preschool because they didn't qualify
70%.
To get the 70%.
Mm-hmm. And that's.
But I don't think we want to turn down $125,000 in funding.
Sounds like a win-win.
And it's, I think it would be a benefit to our kids in our preschool. So I'm asking the board to approve our participation in this study and give me the authorization to sign a memorandum of understanding with them. I think I did send you a copy of that memorandum of understanding.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Let's go to the principal's report.
Well, welcome to Farron Elementary. Just since we started at 5:30, you probably don't need a real long report, so we'll just kind of give you a little bit of a summary of some of the things that have taken place. Last Friday, our school district held a science fair at Castledale Elementary, and we're real pleased to be able to report that they gave away 4 first places, and 2 of those were awarded to Farron Elementary students. Our third grade first place winner is Eliza Taylor. And our fourth grade first place winner is Dallin Braun. And so that was kind of an exciting thing. We promoted it from our school as a exclusively outside voluntary participation. They applied, and whoever turned in an application was able to take theirs up there. So we're really thrilled to have two champions there and two real good kids. That it's nice to have something to challenge those students, or give some of our higher performing students something that is a challenge for them to try something new. Today, we are real happy to have a third place finisher in our district spelling bee. Jess Christiansen took third place overall in our district, and he's a fourth grader, so ought to be one that we'll probably see in upcoming years holding his own. So now that Jess just shared another booklet for him to study, I don't know how happy he does enjoy the studies, but I looked through the medical book and just thought, holy cow. Anyway, the double-edged sword of winning. Again, this year, our Farron Elementary was identified as a high-performing Title I school. I think this is about our sixth year in a row being recognized by the state, and it's just a fantastic location to work with such amazing people. The credit for that certainly rests heavily on the shoulders of Stephanie Roper, our Title I coordinator, and Loretta Nelson, our resource director of special education here, and the ladies that they train and have them skilled so that they can go in and offer interventions to help some of our struggling learners. But it's a fantastic place to be surrounded by amazing teachers who give their heart and just love to those kids every day. And it's just a fun, wonderful place to be in, a wonderful school. Appreciate their efforts. We thank you as a board and our district for the support that they provide to us here in Farron. Really feel a great assistance and are appreciative of what you guys are able to do on our behalf and that representation. On a personal note, I just want to say thank you for your support and help this year, especially. This year is the year I'm serving as president of the Elementary Principals Association, and I appreciate that extra support and help and encouragement of authorizing me to have this opportunity. It's been full of a lot of very unique, wonderful experiences that have taken place mostly over the summers, and from sea to shining sea, from Maryland and Washington, D.C. to California to Vegas, and lots of different opportunities to participate and work with principals from across the country, as well as really do a lot within the state of Utah. And I just found in one of our earlier meetings, when I was serving as vice president, it's wonderful to have a voice for rural Utah. And in so many of the meetings I sit in, I'm sure it's the same thing that Jed and Gwen and Kirk find, probably even Jared too, in the statewide meetings, that so many times policies or ideas are thrown out there, and there has to be someone stepping up to say, that is nice, except how many more hats can we just shuffle onto more, onto fewer people and representing the smaller districts? And that's been a tremendous opportunity to provide voice and representation for Emory County. So thank you for that support and opportunity. So.
Thanks, Brian. You're a perfect representative to go out and give people a glimpse of what's going on in our district. We appreciate your representation and your skills that you can offer to other people as well. And thank you for your excellence in this school. And your school certainly does benefit from your leadership and the leaders that you have in your staff and your classified employees. So thank you. Pass that on to them. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, superintendent's report. Okay. Do we have any public comments? Go ahead.
I was just wondering if you could go over how the junior high athletics are going to work for next year. Like with the ninth graders in Carbon moving to the high school. So how does that
Do you want to cover that? Do you want me to?
Gwen?
That'd be good.
We have met with Carbon District and talked about our little junior high league. And our 7th and 8th graders will still be competing in athletics and all of that junior high league program, just as it's been in the past. Our 9th graders will be still being included in on quiz bowl, honor band, honor choir, and those kinds of activities, but they will not be playing them in athletics. We're looking at having some type of intramural activities for our 9th graders who won't be playing at the high school, and we recognize that probably most of the sports will be carrying more of our 9th graders than they have in the past at the high school, so we're not sure exactly how many of those numbers will be. And most of the sports at Emory High School are non-cut sports other than volleyball, basketball, and baseball. And so we expect that our 9th graders will be up there building those other teams and strengthening that program at high school. So other than specific questions, that's...
So in other words, there's not a lot of change in what we're doing now as far as the 9th grade trying out and participating at the high school level. There will probably be more 9th graders who will be participating at Emory High School as far as sports programs, and we're going to have to look at transportation issues and other things that go along with that. But this, and we'll continue with the 7th and 8th grade program that we have right now. But 9th grade sports programs will be with Emory High School without making that physical move to the high school. And other than, like Gwen said, in band and not band, but in the music competition, the solo ensemble festivals, all of those things, they'll continue to participate with Carbon and those other school districts. But the sports programs will be with Emory High School. And then we'll provide some intramural programs for 9th graders who aren't involved in that. But the rumors that we're moving our 9th graders to Emory High are not true.
Oh, good.
You
no.
haven't?
No. Oh. Well, if you put it in the paper, then we'll know it's not
so
true.
So basically, there's very few changes other than we anticipate that more and more, we'll have more 9th graders participating on Emory High teams, and then providing some other kinds of activities, an intramural and things for them at the junior high level. So. But we don't anticipate any major changes. The board discussed a little bit about the impacts that would have on our elementary schools, which was a concern. So, by making that move and moving 6th graders into middle school, what that would do to our elementary, some of our elementary schools, and the impacts it would have. So we're not planning to make that move.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Great. Thank you.
Sure. Did you have something?
Just the spelling bee winners.
Oh yeah.
Make sure we get that on.
Yeah.
Tiana Jensen, Canyon View, was first place. Douglas Mon the third.
Robbie.
That's Rob Mon's son.
Yeah.
Now.
Uh-huh.
Robbie Junior.
He was second. And then just, as Ryan said, just Christy Jansen is third. So
they'll
be representing us down in Green River on the 4th of March. So you're more than welcome to go down there and,
terrific.
And watch
them
that.
On.
It's fun.
It's intense.
It is.
I get nervous for
all the kids that participated today did a really good job, and it was fun
great.
To watch.
I hope it's fun for them. That's,
I hope
that's
so,
good.
Too.
The words were very difficult.
Ooh. They could show us up, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's a good thing to note. Any other comments? Okay, then a motion. Nothing closed meeting items? Do we have them?
No, we
no.
don't have any.
Okay. I move. We adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That
any opposed?
21 minutes.
Thank you. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Close to a record.
think so. The day I was gone, I just
went
through it, right? I can't even, I kind of felt like.
We had nothing.
No.
Couldn't function without you.
It was a summer one and no physical report, and that helps.
Oh, that's right.
Scott, that we